Okay, so whether you're a planner or a pantser, at some point you'll use a corkboard and see what a great tool it is. I now plan my novels and aim to write the synopsis for every scene ahead of starting to write. This is because I aim to write the 50K or more during NaNoWriMo. Now, before I discovered Scrivener, I wrote my novels in Word and the net result was always a mess of scenes, and it was incredibly hard to see the big picture of my novel. As soon as I started using Scrivener, I made use of the corkboard to write a summary, i.e. a synopsis, for each scene. I could then see an overview of the novel by viewing the cards on the corkboard. In those days, I was writing and then seeing what I had and working out what was left to do to finish the novel. These days, as I say, I plan my scenes. It's then easy to write them using my synopsis for that scene as a prompt. As you will discover in this lesson, you can customize the corkboard, incorporate metadata, use color, and a whole lot else besides. You might ask why I use the corkboard to create my outline rather than the outline view, and it's simple. I just like the visual effect of the corkboard. It's like index cards I might write on and sweep across my desk, except it's electronic. So see how you like the corkboard and see if that's your preferred way of planning your novels going forward. Enjoy.